アローハエコモマエカコ。Welcome everyone to Kani Kapila on KVMR FM Nevada City. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Jeff Peterson in the background. And that first track. An instrumental rendition of the Dennis Kamakahi tune, Koke'e. And that was from Jeff's album called Pure Slack Key. Well, I have an upcoming concert to tell you about. Speaking of Dennis Kamakahi, Dennis and David, in addition to George and Kiyoki Kahamoku, will be down at Yoshi's in Oakland this coming Thursday night. So for those of you who live in the Bay Area or have friends in the Bay Area, what a wonderful opportunity to enjoy two generations of working Hawaiian artists. I think that foursome has been at the World Music Festival, so some of you may be familiar with both generations playing together in concert. Once again, that's this Thursday night at Yoshi's.com. And by the way, Hapa will be at Yoshi's next Sunday. And that's in Yoshi's San Francisco. So once again, you can go to Yoshi's.com. That's Yoshi's.com. And you can find out more details. And you can also book tickets online that way. Kani Kapila is supported by Right Built Home Remodel and Design. Right Built offering creatively designed remodels of kitchens, baths, and additions since 1983. Right Built showroom is located at 1072 East Main Street in Grass Valley. They can be reached at 530-272-6657 or online rightbuilt.biz, and that's right with a W, W-R-I-G-H-T. So thanks, Right Built Homes. Thank you, listener members. Thanks for joining me this morning. I'm going to have a guest on the line a little bit later in this next half hour. Joanna Carolyn, author from the island of Kauai, has just written a book, or actually just not too recently, but a children's book, or for adults as well, for that matter. It's, I think it's called Barack Obama, Our Hawaiian President. And she's doing a book signing tour right now through the various Borders books up in Northern California here. And a little over a week ago, they were down in Sacramento at Borders at the Pavilion. They went on to Mountain View, and I think this weekend they're in San Francisco, but we'll find out more about that a little later on. She's going to be calling in about 20 minutes, and we'll talk about her book and the tour as well. And I'll give you a complete calendar of upcoming events. There's a luau you won't want to miss, and a couple of concerts coming up in the near future. Brittany Paiva is going to be down at Borders at the Pavilion on the 23rd. That's just a couple days away. And by the way, if you haven't made plans today, the Psychic Fair is still going on. And our friend Haleaka Pule is in the house. Some of you probably had a chance to see her last night at the Foundry. She has a booth and will be hanging out today at the Psychic Fair. So if you haven't made plans, well, consider yourself invited. Well, since I mentioned Dennis Kamakahi, here's a piece that he did with his son from David's album Pa'ani. This is one of my favorite tunes called Los Vaqueros Hawaianos. Dennis Kamakahi did some research and discovered that Los Vaqueros Hawaianos came from the original cowboys that came to Hawaii. Were from the Salinas Valley when Mexico was California. So here's Dennis's piece, Los Vaqueros Hawaianos. KVMR-FM, Nevada City. Aloha.
Corazón es triste, como vuelvo a mi tierra. Mi corazón es triste para nuestro amor. Mi corazón es triste, como la lluvia blanca. Ahora junto para siempre, mi amor. Los vaqueros cantan de sus islas hermosas. Las palomas blancas lloran en la noche. Él llama, llamando a mí. Los vaqueros cantan desde las islas de Hawaii. Ay, 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 soy el día. Ay, soy la lluvia, ay, 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 soy el amor.
wala na mainei. Aulu palakua, heini kiniki ahi ahi, kaumea upani olo. Kaula na mainei, aulu palakua, heini kiniki ahi ahi, kaumea upani olo.
Hello. by a door. Helena vai hope, Helena vai hope, no hoi hoi te alleluia. Hey, 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 ki mai au mamua. Aku aku au ma hope, oi kon ma liwi ho. Oh, can my rio, I ka pa ka ue pa e, e ta e, e ta e, e ta e. Kapuana no pete hana apiki kenu hamai oyala kenu hamai oyala no hoi hoi ke ala nui e he 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 haina mai kapuana. Te hana piki, kenuha mai o yala, kenuha mai o yala, no hoi hoi ke ala nui e, e e e, e e e, e e.
Aloha kupu kua tuba rosela, he moani ke la i ka pōla, u he puhe nei ka vai o ia pua. He aloha he ana wauna, aloha kupu kua tuba rosela, he moani ke la i ka pōla, u he puhe nei ka vai o ia pua. Iyo koni koni kawai koni koni vai uki huri o ke ani ani uki i kawai vai uki huri o ke ani ani. Navaula aloha kupupua avapuhila, he moa ni ke la i ka pōlila, uhe uhe nei ka vai o ia pua. He aloha he ana waula, aloha kupupua avapuhila, he moa ni ke la i ka pōlila, uhe uhe nei ka vai o ia pua. Iyo koni koni ka vai koni koni vai hu i hu i o ke ani ani hu i au i ka vai vai hu i hu i o ke ani ani. He aloha, he ana waula, aloha kupukua whakalanala, he moani ke la i ka pōlila, uhe uhe nei ka vai o ia pua. He aloha, he ana waula, aloha kupukua whakalanala, he moani ke la i ka pōlila, uhe uhe nei ka vai o ia pua. Iyo koni koni ka vai koni koni vai hu i hu i o ke ani ani hu i au i ka vai
vai u iu iu ke ani ani u iau i ka vai vai u iu iu ke ani ani
Multi-talented Brittany Paiva. A rather ripping rendition of Lahaina Luna, the old alma mater. Brittany Paiva will be performing at Borders Books this Tuesday night down at the Pavilion Shopping Center, Fair Oaks Boulevard, between Fulton and Howe. 7 o'clock is the show time, so jot that on your calendar. Consider yourself invited. Ahead of Brittany, you heard Patrick Landeza from his album Pu'una'ue. And that was Wai'o Ke Aniani, an old song, traditional old piece. And Patrick Landeza is going to be down at the Sierra 2 Center with a CD release party coming up on, I think it's April 16th is the date for that. So if you'd like to get tickets in advance, you can go to Patrick Landeza. That's patricklandeza.com, has details for that. Once again, that's April 16th at the Sierra 2 Center in Sacramento. He and Herb Otha Jr. will be performing down at the Freight and Salvage in Berkeley on April 24th as well. So something else for your calendar. Ahead of Patrick Landeza, you heard the group Mauna Lua from their album Ho'o Kanaka, and that was Kupite. Kyohiki Kahumoku and Herb Otha Jr. from the album Treasures of Aloha, and that was Ulupalakua, finishing off a little set of cowboy music there. Ahead of that, you heard George Kahumoku Jr. and his brother Moses from the album Sweet and Sassy, and that was Spanish Song. And way back, the top of the hour, you heard Koke'e and Puamana from the album Pure Slack Key from Jeff Peterson. Well, with me on the line is Joanna Carlson. Aloha, Joanna.
Hi, Michael. Aloha.
Aloha. So congratulations on this wonderful tour and this delightful book that you've written.
Thank you so much. We just had such a wonderful time there in Sacramento visiting with you and getting a chance to talk story with folks in Sacramento. And as you recall, we had Kenny Emerson and KBE Kanialii of Hapa. I feel fortunate on all of our children's books to get a chance to work with some incredible Hawaiian musicians. All of our books come with a CD with a narration and a song. The one that we were reading in Sacramento was A President from Hawaii. It's written by my husband, Dr. Carolyn, who's a pediatrician on Kauai, and I co-authored that and I did the illustrations. And then the CD that comes with that book is narrated by Amy Hanaili, the beautiful, beautiful voice.
Oh, indeed.
And yeah, she is just such a delight to work with. We had met her on an earlier book, Goodnight Hawaiian Moon. She narrated that for us. And she also sings Brahms Lullaby in Hawaiian and English. So after we'd worked with her on that project, when we got the idea to do A President from Hawaii, which, you know, we were listening to Barack Obama's speeches when he was campaigning, and when we found out he was from Hawaii, we thought, well, okay, no wonder he talks about bringing people together and all of the things that, you know, that he talked about in his campaign. We just felt really were a reflection on having been born and raised in Hawaii. So
yeah,
we
that's
worked with
a good connection.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Well, yeah, I mean, we don't think he would be the man he is today without that upbringing. I think, you know, we all know Hawaii is such a special place, and
well, and such a melting pot of cultures.
Absolutely. And, you know, the host culture, the Hawaiian culture, really does influence how people treat one another in Hawaii. Aloha is obviously the most well-known cultural aspect, but a lot of the lesser well-known ones were things that we explored in our book. Lokahi, you know, bringing people together, cooperating. So, you know, it was sort of a wonderful way for us to get to talk more about some of the cultural values that we feel make Hawaii such a special place. And we worked with Keili'i Kanili'i of Hapa, had done the music for the CD, and we worked with his wife, Kehalani Yoon, who is an incredible kumuhula, and also a former Miss Aloha Hula Mary Monarch recipient. And so she does the ole on the CD, as well as at the end of the narration. She and Kehalani do an incredible rendition of the Aloha Ole. So,
and once again, the title of this this book is Our President is from Hawaii. Is that kind of correct?
That's pretty close.
Pretty close.
We actually we simplified it and just said A President from Hawaii.
A President from Hawaii, yeah. Well, it's such a delightful story, and I love the way you captured the poetry of Hawaiian language of the, you know, it just had such a really wonderful feel to it, you know, and such a great tradition, the oral tradition of Hawaiian language and Hawaiian culture, and you know, it's just perfect for storytelling and bedtime stories and.
Thank you. Yeah, that's actually one of the reasons why we include a CD with each of our children's books is, you know, in addition to getting to work with these incredible Hawaiian musicians who have just been so generous in giving of their time, they also do get royalties for every book sold. So we're very careful to make sure that we all, you know, we benefit help them to benefit from the work that they do. But
could you give us a website that people could go to find out more about these books?
Yep, Banana Patch Press, www.bananapatchpress.com. And that has all of the books. I think we're actually running a special offering free shipping with any purchase of any two books.
Banana Patch Press.
BananaPatchPress.com. And one of the things that my husband, who's a pediatrician in teaching kids to read, realized, you know, the Hawaiians understood how important hearing something, you know, in addition to reading it, also the oral tradition of hearing it, really, for a lot of kids, is how they learn best. So in addition to, you know, the written word, having the read-along CD, is, you know, I've had parents tell us, wow, our child was, you know, really struggling, and now he just listens over and over to the CD and, you know, reads along. So that's been incredibly rewarding to get feedback from parents and you know, have the music of Hawaii and the oral tradition kind of spread a little bit outside of our state.
Oh, indeed. Well, you know, I can certainly attest to being one of those verbal learners. You know, I find that if somebody tells me something, you know, 9 times out of 10, I'll remember 80% of what they told me. But, you know, to sit down and read it in a book, you know, I'm nodding out in 15 minutes. You know, so it's really true that reinforcement at the oral tradition is really wonderful.
Absolutely, and that's why you're so good at doing what you do, because people love listening to you.
Oh, thank you.
Well, and your shows are informative and interesting, and thank you so much for the opportunity to get to talk about what we do.
Well, Hawaiian culture is so rich on so many levels, and it's wonderful that this book tour has kind of reinforced the notion that there's much more to the Hawaiian culture than just the music. And your book certainly reinforces that.
Thank you. We really have had fun on this tour. For the people who got to see what we did in Sacramento, you know, there's such a diversity from Lurline McGregor's book. She's an outrigger canoe paddler, so you remember her book.
Oh yeah,
Lucy and Me. And then Tangaro, who did the fire rituals of Pele, he was incredible to work with. And I think for our books in particular, getting to work with Hawaiian musicians. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, I used to go visit my grandparents on Kauai every summer. And I would just treasure the CDs that I brought home. And and so, you know, in particular, when I was younger, there kind of wasn't anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd bring home what was available, but there really wasn't as much for younger kids then. And so getting to work with Willie Kay did a CD for our old Makana had a tarot farm. He and Eric Gilliam just did an incredible job, and
that is such a
fun sing along.
Yeah, I can imagine the two of them together.
Yeah. And then have you had Napua Greg? Actually, she's married now. Napua Greg Makua.
I've played her CD a number of times, but I've never had a chance to meet her.
Well, she is just a delight, and she did our This Is My Pico. So the belly button book.
Yeah.
and then Leilani Rivera Bond did B is for Beach for us and sang with the Kapa'a Middle School Choir on that CD. We did the ABC song. And then Where Are My Slippers was the first time we had worked with Kaylee. He narrated and did the Hawaiian Colors song. So, I mean, they're the kind of books that I actually wish had been around when I was a kid.
Sure, indeed.
I'm
sure that I have some online listeners today in the Bay Area. You guys are doing this tour is continuing. And where are you today? You're in San Francisco?
We are in San Francisco. I'm actually just walking across the street right now to the Ferry Building due to the wonder of cell phones. And we are going to be at Union Square, Borders Union Square, at 2 p.m. Kenny Emerson will be there playing Saki guitar.
Oh, fabulous. Remind him to give me a call when you see him today.
Okay. I will remind him to give you a call. He was with us yesterday. We were at Stonestown Borders, and he's somewhere in the city wandering around doing fun stuff at the moment.
Union Square, 2 p.m.
Borders
today.
Union Square at 2 o'clock. We'll be there. Auntie Kay Aloha will be reading in the Keiki section. I'll be reading, I think, probably A President from Hawaii. Depending on the crowd, we may read one of the other books as well.
Sure.
And then we actually, on this tour, we have a travel writer, Cheryl Tsutsumi, who writes an award-winning column for the Star Bulletin called Hawaii's Backyard. And she's written 11 books, and everything from Mai Tais to Hawaiian beer to spa and healing plants. So, yeah, she's multi-talented. And then we have a mystery writer with us as well.
Wow.
So it's been a real diverse mix of people.
Well, for those of you who aren't able to get to Union Square today in San Francisco, to the Borders, you can simply go to BananaPatchPress.com if you'd like to find out more about Joanna Carolyn and our Hawaiian president. That's her book. And also any of the other books that you might see there, get a little idea of the written word, as it were, of the Hawaiian culture through many books that have been released recently. So are you all kind of under Kamehameha Press, or is this a...
Our books are published by Banana Patch Press.
Oh, okay.
The two of the authors for the Sacramento event, Lurline and Tangaro, are with Kamehameha Press. Let's see, some of the other participating publishers are Watermark, Hammond Press, and... On the first weekend, we had Bill Riddle, who did a book about the first airplane flight to Hawaii called Dead Down Wind, which John Rogers Airport is named after the pilot John Rogers, who flew the first airplane to... I learned stuff I didn't know, actually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, always. So
he took off from California and Chrissy Field, actually, here in San Francisco, and didn't quite make it. He actually landed in the ocean.
Wow.
And, it was a fascinating talk. So they landed in the ocean. He started cutting off, there were 10-foot seas, started cutting off the fabric from the airplane wings. You know, back in those days,
Sure.
Their wings were covered in fabric. realized as the fabric kind of flapped up against the stays of the airplane, he was actually able to sail his airplane. He cut all the fabric off and put it in between the wings of the biplane and actually sailed the 400 miles that he landed short of.
Wow.
But, you know, he couldn't steer the plane in the ocean. Oh, it's amazing. So the book, that book is Dead Downwind. And, and yeah, I learned things on this tour that I did not know. So he wasn't able to steer the plane, didn't actually make it to Honolulu, landed in Nawiliwili on Kauai.
Wow.
Well, so, yeah, so it's been fun. And actually, speaking of Kauai, I do have to give just a little shout out to Kaylee Connolly, because as you know from our event there in Sacramento, he has come out with his first solo CD entitled Kauai.
I'll play a little of that in the upcoming hour.
Fabulous, fabulous. Yeah, he, 18 years with Papa, and this is his first solo after all those years of making beautiful music with Barry.
Indeed.
He's, and we're just so proud of him on Kauai. He and Heilani live there now, and we're so lucky to have such an incredible talent.
Well, Joanna Carolyn, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with me this morning, and congratulations on your book. You and your husband did just such a wonderful job with that. And Our Hawaiian Present, the title of that book. And once again, you can find out about that at bananapatchpress.com. And do, listeners, celebrate the written word. You know, there are so many great books written about Hawaii.
Thank you, Michael. I really did my best. You know, Hawaii is such a beautiful place. As an artist and an illustrator, obviously, it's an inspiration to get to work there. And I really thought, well, how do I show people just how incredibly beautiful Hawaii is? So I did my best in the books, and it, you know, obviously falls short of the true beauty of Hawaii. But as an artist, I feel so fortunate to be able to work there and be inspired by the natural beauty of the Hawaiian Islands. So, and thank you for bringing the beautiful Hawaiian music to everyone here on the mainland.
Well, thanks for listening. You can tell your friends they can stream me at kvmr.org on Sunday mornings back in Kauai.
Fantastic. And are we going to get you over there to, like, you know, do a broadcast from Kauai?
That would
one of
be
these
good
days?
Maybe, yeah. I mean, who knows? At the rate technology is going, that might be easier done than said. You know?
Live streaming from Kauai. So,
I like
yeah,
that.
We'll set that up. I think that's a good idea.
Well, thank you so much for taking time this morning. It's just always delight talking with people that have really great stories, and thank you. Congratulations on this wonderful book.
Great, yeah. And any listeners who are in San Francisco, come talk story with us at 2:00 at Borders Union Square. We'll be handing out free lays, and I think we have Kauai cookies and all kinds of goodies and free drawings. And thank you to the Hawaii Visitors Bureau and the Kauai Visitors Bureau who helped us put this together and get all the authors over here, and Hawaiian Airlines too. So
indeed, thank you so much, Carolyn.
Yeah, a lot of people came together to make it happen. So,
well, thanks again. Have a really great day, and I look forward to talking with you soon.
Likewise, aloha.
Aloha, ahui ho.
Mm-hmm.
Joanna Carolyn, you can find out about her books through bananapatchpress.com. Here's CJ Helakahi.
Amai ngā mala mala mā, kau mai i luna. I luna i te alo, haka maka o pūā. Kamai ngā mala mala mā. maka maka opua. Ua ike iho nani e kuhua ho oheno. Kuhua miliri i kuhua i. Ua ike ho nani e kuhua ho oheno. Kuhua
Waka Elena Ma wa hele he uli mai ma ke iau mau me in loco cubo vai uaho I mai au kei ke nei au a ole au e au wana ho ke mau popo e hawai au ke mau popo mau popo e Hawaii ao
As promised, that was a little bit of Keili'i. Kane'ili'i's new CD from the album Kauai, title of that one. And that was Hei Hawaii, Hei Hawaii Au, composed by Peter Moon and Alice Nemakalua. Keili'i Kane'ili'i from the album Kauai. Well, aloha. Welcome to Kani Kapila on KVMR FM, Nevada City. Music of the world, voice of the community. Serving the foothills at 89.5 FM, most places. And you can tell your friends that they can stream KVMR 24 hours a day at kvmr.org. And while you're on the website there, you might go to the Kani Kapila page and you can find some archived shows. So if you've missed the last couple of weeks, you can find them on the website there. That's kvmr.org. CJ Helakahi kicked off that set with Mahina Malama Lama. And that's from his album, Ka Mahina, soon to be released. I want to thank Right Built Home Remodel and Design, offering creatively designed remodels of kitchens, baths, and additions since 1983. Right Built's showroom is located at 1072 East Main Street, Grass Valley. They can be reached at 530-272-6657, or you can check out the website rightbuilt.biz, and that's Right Built with a W, R-I-G-H-T. A few things to tell you about. Huyo Hawaii of Sacramento will be celebrating their 39th anniversary. Their annual luau will be held Saturday, April 24th at the Placer County Fairgrounds in Johnson Hall. So if you would like tickets for the event, if find that information here. You can simply call 916-969-7230. And this year's performance, well, actually, doors open at 4, dinner is at 5:30, and the hula show takes place at 6:30, and the dancers of Halau Kawakehi Lani Malie and Kahula Levi will be performing music of Ke Kanivai, so live music and dancers, part of the luau this year. Once again, that's at Johnson Hall in Roseville. And after the hula dance, there will be an open dance with music of a contemporary Hawaiian band called Hana Pa'a. So there'll be a little dance, after the luau. And Hana Pa'a is from Antioch, so they'll be part of the show this year as well. Once again, 916-969-7230 if you'd like tickets in advance. 916-969-7230. Once again, April 24th, doors opening at 4. Huio Hawaii of Sacramento, their annual luau. This event just almost always sells out, so call ASAP if you are interested in getting a pair of tickets or a ticket for the event. And once again, April 24th down in Berkeley, Patrick Landez is having a CD release party in the Bay Area, and he and Herb Ota Jr. will be collaborating for this concert. Once again, that's April 24th at the Freight and Salvage in Berkeley, and you can just go to the Freight's website if you'd like more information. Patrick will also be performing on April 16th. That's the Sierra 2 Center in Sacramento. And Brittany Paiva, the talented artist that you are listening to right now in the background. This is from her album Here, by the way. And Tuesday night, just a couple days away, she will be down at Borders Books at the Pavilion Shopping Center on Fair Oaks Boulevard between Fulton and Howe. And she will be performing free at 7 p.m. in the cafe. And a couple things happening at Yoshi's this week. I mentioned a little earlier in the show. Yeah, Yoshi's.com for tickets and information to see George and Kiyoki Kahumoku along with Dennis and David Kamakahi. That'll be this Thursday night, March 25th. Two shows, 8 and 10 p.m., and that's at the Oakland Yoshi's. And then on Sunday, it's Hapa at the San Francisco Yoshi's. There will be a 5 p.m. kids matinee special performance. Adults are welcome for that one as well. And then they will also be performing at 7 p.m., and that's Yoshi's in San Francisco. So once again, you can simply go to yoshis.com. That's yoshis.com. Well, Carolyn and I were talking about Ken Emerson. So reminded me, I haven't played Ken's CD lately. He's got a few new things we're gonna be sharing in the next couple of weeks. I hope maybe he'll even come and do a little concert in the studio here. So here is the very talented Ken Emerson, his stylings on the slack key and also the steel string. Old style Hawaiian, can't really call it a dobro, but it certainly sounds like one. But here is Ken Emerson from his Hawaiian Tangos, Hulas, and Blues. Aloha, KVMR.
Ha hali hali a lao kuai na. E ala nei, e moane mai nei, na kaua noi, i li le rua, i lave mai, i kuku poli, po opu me hana, i ke aloha. E ke hoa o, ke a he lau makani, hali hali ala o, e ala ne, e puia mai ne, na kamakani, anu kolonahe. I love mai na pili o pu me hana i kamana o ke ke hoa o ke a he la makani hali hali a la o kuaina. He ahe mai ne, nā ka leo honne, anā manu, i lawe mai, aloa au, o opu me hana, i ko leo. E ke hoa o, ke ahe lau makani, hali hali ala o kuai.
No, I just love that medley. That's from Na Pala Palai, from their album Ke Ala Beauty, and that was a Hilo medley of Mahalo e Hilo Hanaka'i and Hilo e, going out to Aka this morning. You get to spend a little time in Hilo, don't you?
Yes, I do. I love it. I try to at least make it there about two or three times a year, mostly during paddling season, being that we're all paddlers too.
Well, you're so quiet this morning.
It was a full day yesterday at the psychic fair, and then last night we had the wonderful talk by Marlinda, who is our beautiful Hopi woman that journeyed all the way from First Mesa all the way down, and beautiful music from Kimberly and Annie McCann, and it was wonderful.
Ah, oh, sweet.
And then my talk at the end that ended about 10:30 last night. Nobody was keeping my time.
Yeah, I had a hug. Well, you know, I thought 7 to 9. No, I don't think it's going to happen.
No, it didn't. It was really good, but, you know, it pushed me up to where it was like, okay, now I'm hungry. And so the famous hunt, and, you know, anybody that knows Nevada City, Grass Valley, knows the only thing that's available other than your own house at 10:30 at night was... the pancake parade is what you call
it?
No,
I'm just joking.
IHOP. No, but we're down there today. Yeah.
Well, for those of you listeners who haven't recognized this voice, yes, this is Haleaka Iolani Pule, all the way from the island of Hawaii. She's now caretaker of the sacred site at the City of Refuge.
The Hikiau, actually.
Hikiau?
Yes. The title that came with that was Kuhina Nui o Hikiau.
Kuhina o Nui?
No, Kuhina. Kuhina Nui.
Kuhina Nui.
O Hikiau.
Hikiau
is the temple at Kealake Kua Bay, which is right down the road of Pu'u Honua o Honaunau. And it's been in my family for thousands of years. You know, thousands of years, and my mother passed away in September, but about 11 days before she passed, on my birthday, in fact, she says, okay, it's your turn. You know what to do. Get out there and do it. It was just like that. And for about 31 years before that, you know, I was just one of the kids that helped to clean and care for it. And,
sure.
Know, so
well,
I
that's
guess
a very
all the intense training.
Yeah. Well, that's a very important job, too, you know. It's like you gotta have your learner's permit before you can get a license.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's like beyond... Your permit came in when you was born. That was your permitting process. It's like, okay, you know, with the Inoa Po and all. But I have a wonderful time up here, so I keep on journeying back up here from Kona. Love
well,
my
we're
home.
Certainly glad to see you.
Oh, mahalo. Michael, I always love sitting in here with you.
Aw. Thanks. So what's happening at the fair today?
Everything, actually.
Yeah.
Well, today is Sunday, first of all, so it's the day to get out and honor the sun, Kukunaukala, the life-giving rays of the sun. And we've been so thankful, you know, a lot of my friends said, you melted the snow. We never even got to ski yet. I go, aren't you guys tired of the snow right now?
Yeah.
You know, but I brought in some Hawaii weather. Which is really wonderful for me because...
Yeah, it's truly felt like spring the last few days.
Oh, I like to be comfortable. You know, if I'm comfortable, I do good work. Other than that, you'd see me hiding underneath my matrix coat, my leather jacket.
Well, aside from your booth, tell us what else is happening at the fair today.
There are a bunch of people that have beautiful... crafts and, you know, different forms of healing, actually.
It is
the psychic fair, the 21st annual psychic fair.
Wow,
we have unreal crafters that, you know, like the Hopi family that came down. They have beautiful. This man and his wife are masters at the Kachina.
Uh-huh.
And they have those displayed there, as well as the beautiful silver and turquoise work that they do. We have a variety of different healers and different guides that are present, many different modalities, actually.
Sure.
We have Nancy Clemens, who is the author of the Dolphin book.
Blue Dolphin Press.
Yes, yeah. Blue Dolphin Press, too. And she's doing readings. And so there's a variety of different styles of readings that are being done. And
do they still have Corbin Harney's books? Are they
still in print?
Wow.
Yes, they do. They still have them. In fact, they have them on their table.
Oh, great.
And she's got, you know, people with beautiful herbal medicines.
Uh-huh.
You know, like Nancy made a bunch of beautiful salves with her rose petals and pikaki, jasmine. And I brought Kona coffee, organic kind. Well, it's the same thing, you know, when you're sitting there and drinking one of those in the morning. It's like, oh, that bug was ono.
Yeah.
Oh. And then we have people that are doing body work.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Of course.
Kinesiology. You know, so there's a lot of different things for people to look at. And if you ever wanted to come down and walk into a place that's basically your choice over what you feel guided to,
that's a place to be today.
And it's going to be going on from, I think it just started, 11 o'clock, all the way to 5.
Oh, great.
All the way till 5. So I'm here to invite everyone
to
come on over and get wrapped in a hand-dyed lava or get wrapped on somebody's table, get worked, get flipped, get tripped. No, I'm just joking. This is my trip, actually.
Eat some good food. Yeah, if you listeners haven't made plans this afternoon, feel invited. Come on out, see the Psychic Fair this afternoon. It'll be happening until 5 o'clock this afternoon, and you can stop by and get a hug from Akka.
That's right. Come on in. I deliver the best hugs, or so I've heard.
Yes, I can attest to that. I always look forward to that first thing I see you.
Well, that's the thing. You know, most people, when they stick their hands out to tell me, nice to meet you, I just use that hand to yank them, you know, to grab them in. It's like, let me smell you first, and then I'll tell you how nice it is to meet you.
So be prepared. Well, Akka, it's always delightful to see you, you know.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here with you also.
Are you going to be in the community for a while? Are you doing any kind of session work with
people? I actually am. You know, there's a few people that have wanted to do some. I do Ho'oponopono, you know, and I teach Ho'oponopono as well as Ho'omana. I have two workshops next weekend on Saturday and Sunday. They're both one day long.
So. Oh, well, let me get the information. Tell me how people can reach you and register and find out more about it.
Well, they can reach me to find out more about it on basically by either calling me or emailing me.
Okay.
MissionAloha at gmail.com is my email.
MissionAloha at gmail.
gmail.com. In fact, that's the best way to go ahead and get in touch with me. I check that pretty regularly.
Okay, so MissionAloha at
gmail.com.
And the workshop is next weekend.
On Saturday is the Ho'oponopono workshop.
Okay.
And you know, for us, that's like the secret to harmonizing your relationships within the universe. You know, traditionally, or nowadays, they use it as a form to make right relationships between each other, between me and you, or anybody that might have some type of trouble or problems. A lot of times it's used also for ailments that one acquires in their bodies when they get hurt and stuff. And so the first ones back home traditionally that are called is not the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
They call the kahuna that comes in to do ho'oponopono. To find out where it's coming from. In other words, it's a type of tracking work. We track what were you doing at the time? What was going on in your life at the time? Is this something that you were a part of, or is this something that was placed upon you? Is this something that came down your blood? Or is this something that you carry from some past life? You know, and so...
Yeah. Well, you know what really struck me about that when I came to your workshop? I was always reminded that if you have an issue, say, with another person or something, and that person is unwilling to try and have reconciliation with you, that you can go through the steps of Ho'oponopono on your own. You can make peace within yourself. You don't need the other party to make things right again.
You know, what's good about that aspect is knowing that, number one, if you're in a relationship with somebody else and there are certain things that happen that tweak you, or pique you, you know, you look at yourself first. What inside of me makes me upset at this? Where is this coming from? Where is my reaction to this coming from? You know, because we all answer to our own choices, our own reactions to situations, our own actions. And so we like to start from inside. Why is this pissing me off?
Yeah.
What is inside of me that makes me upset at this?
Sure. Well, it's nice because once you've experienced the process, the mm-hmm. steps to reach that place of peace and understanding with it, you know, then you can project that into all the other situations that come up in your life that
cause
disharmony. And
every single one. And then a lot of times, you know, like, because the traditional, the most ancient traditional form of Ho'oponopono is really knowing that the interconnectedness of the universe, that what you have with the universe. And it's about how you malama, how you take care of yourself and those that are around you, the plants, the animals, you know, the nature in its entirety, your connection to spirit, to the creator, to Akua.
Indeed.
You know, and through all these things to yourself, your connection to yourself. You know, who are you and what are you here to do? How much of these things are distractions?
Yeah.
You know, and being able to glean what the gifts are from each and every one of them. Because even challenges, you know, challenges or negativity, some people refer to it as their great lessons. They're the greatest, actually. My grandmother always used to say adversity is how we sharpen, our skills.
Yeah.
Without these skills.
Yeah, embrace that difference and to work through it is the practice.
That's right. Exactly. And, you know, if we live in a world that was created by a very beautifully supreme being, and if you were to recognize that he did make the light and the dark, and what people perceive as negativity or what people perceive as darkness is also something they need to look at. You know, like, you know, I always like to say, well, you know, you don't have any shadows if you stand right underneath the sun. Smack dab in the center, you know, it doesn't cast any shadows at that point in time.
Right.
But there is a reason why there is darkness, because how else would we appreciate the light or even know what light is, as well as the other? It's a mirrored world that we live in. You know, and in our beliefs, our most ancient beliefs, light came out of the darkness. First spark of light. A'o was born out of po.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so we honor that as the creationary juices, the forces that came out of that. Creation came out of that. And so they all have their purpose and their place within this interconnectedness that we have. And it's about walking the line, being able to maintain the balance, the harmony. I always choose, when I look at things and I realize that I have a choice to make, I choose things that make me feel happy, that I love doing. You know, because if I love doing that, I'll do the best that I can. And I always feel really connected, because that's where my creationary juices, everything come flowing through me at that time, and I do the best that I can. Therefore, the vibration for me, or the mana that's flowing, it's very high.
Mm-hmm.
Very high, and it has a tendency of building up that which is inside of me, and it overflows, and it overflows to everybody that I hug, which is why I love hugging.
Sure.
You know what I mean? It's we don't receive mana, you know, like ho'omana, or the style of teaching of ho'omana. We don't receive that for us to keep it. It's not for us to just hold on to, because then we create the blocks.
Right.
If we want to continue to be the hollow tube or the bone, that allows this type of universal juices to flow through, we have to continue to give. So it's very important that we not just know how to give, but how to receive. And that's where I find a lot of people having problems with. It's easy for people to be out there to give. They have no idea how to receive. Or a lot of times they feel that they're not worthy. And I'm, you know, that's something I keep on bumping up against. And I'm like, oh, sister, or oh, brother, you are a child of Akua just like I am.
Sure.
You're darn right we're worthy to receive this. That's what we're here to be and to do and to continue to share that with everyone we meet. the dog down the road, the snake crossing your path, the birds in the sky, the tree that gives us oxygen that does nothing but collect up all the poisonous air around us and make it good for
us. Indeed.
All of these things, you know, and so I love it, and I look forward to sharing that with whoever's coming next week.
Yeah. Well, you know, it sounds to me like if somebody came to the psychic fair today and looked you up, they could probably find out more details about
the
workshop.
Yes, they could. And they could sign up there, actually, too.
There's actually another reason to come out to the psychic fair today. You can meet Akka and spend a little time with her today and find out about her workshop next weekend. Akka, it's always so delightful to see you.
Always a pleasure here, too.
You know, I queued up this. We were talking about Amy Hanaiali'i here, and I queued up her song, Napua, because that goes out to her. She dedicated that to her, her tutu.
Yes, beautiful.
And so I'm going to send that out to your tutu, who you just recently lost.
Mahalo.
So once again, if you would like to meet Akka and find out a little more about her workshop next weekend, well, come on down to the psychic fair today, and she'll be hanging around till 5 o'clock this afternoon at least. And if you'd like to contact her via email, you can simply send her to Akka at missionaloha@gmail.com. So that's missionaloha@gmail.com, or as I said, just stop by this afternoon, the psychic fair at the Miners Foundry here in Nevada City.
Mahalo.
Here is Napua.
Ke honi la ko ala e hahanai o loko he ala I valea I ku nui kino a upu a e kahalia no molokai oei ai mohana alaha ikeau maole kahiehie oko he ala kapuia no I ka poli na ue hano hafeo I koino Napua beside me. wherever is the blossom of Molokai. Mapua, Mapua, aupua e kahalia no Molokai.
hinohano kama pua haa e mi kalamai oe e hinohano kama pua haa e mi kalamai oe shimuza shitachi shimuza otsi she's a mover of mountains really moves in Enoano Kamapua Ehemi Kalamahe Owe burning eyes of desire. It's like burgundy, sparks of air blowing through the breeze. She really moves me. Inohano, Hamafua, Ehemi, Kalamai Oe. Red and black are her colors, burning through the night. I can see her in the distance. She really moves me. Enohano, Kamakua, Emi, Kalamai.
George Kahumoku Jr. Wonderful song honoring Pele and Kamapua'a. Ho'okupu, the title of that. George Kahumoku, along with his son Kiyoki, along with Dennis and David Kamakahi, will be down at Yoshi's on Thursday night. If you have friends or family in the Bay Area, let them know Yoshi's has Hawaiian music this week. And Hapa will be performing Sunday at Yoshi's San Francisco. So a couple things to write on your calendar. Ahead of that, you heard Kaola Beamer from the album Mo'ohani Kika. And that was Le'ava Puhi. And also a couple things I wanted to... you heard Amy Hanaiali'i with Napua, a wonderful song honoring her grandmother, Tutu. And a couple of things I don't know if I'm... Before Akka was in speaking, in fact, you can see Akka today at the Psychic Fair at the Miner's Foundry all day long. Stop by if you'd like to find out about her workshop coming up next weekend. I also played a couple of tunes by Na Palapalai, and the Barefoot Natives were also in that set from their first album. We were speaking of Willie Kay and Eric Gilliam early in the show, and I thought I'd play a little bit of them together. And Ken Emerson and Friends from his album Hawaiian Tangos, Hulas, and Blues was also back there a little after 11 o'clock. Here's Brittany Paiva in the background. She's going to take us right up until the French Cafe with Jody Celine at noon. Once again, I want to remind you that the Huyo Hawaii of Sacramento, their luau is taking place on the 24th of April. For tickets, 916-969-7230. And I mentioned everything at Yoshi's. Also, Brittany Paiva down at Borders Books. March 23rd, that's this Tuesday evening. That's Borders at the Pavilion Shopping Center between on Ferox Boulevard between Fulton and Howe. 7 p.m. is showtime. And Patrick Landeza doing a couple of concerts. April 16th at Sierra 2 in Sacramento. And April 24th down at the Freight and Salvage. And you can go to patricklandeza.com for information. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a really great Sunday. Come out to the Psychic Fair if you hadn't made plans. And just keep listening to KVMR-FM. Aloha. Ahoy ho.